Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered to your door. You no longer have to schlep to the store and buy a cheap disposable razor that gives you a cheap disposable shave. When I use my DSC Executive Razor with their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides to give me such a smooth shave. You can make the smarter choice by joining the Dollar Shave Club for a limited time. New members get the first month of the Executive Razor with the tube of Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. The shave butter and the razors keep my face smooth, keep me fresh for my big moments, working the sidelines at the Big Three, all the press I'm doing.
Yep.
I got the Netflix show coming out, Atypical. Went to the premiere the other night. You think I went there unshaven? No.
Nah.
I gave myself a nice close shave with the fancy, fair price Dollar Shave Club razors. After your first month, replacement cartridges automatically ship at the regular price. There's no hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You could get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/IamRappaport. That's dollarshaveclub.com/IamRappaport. Monetti, I noticed that your bald head looks fantastic today. Why does it look so good?
Oh, man. You know, I got them razors, man, and I go against the grain, and I get it to shine because of the razors.
dollarshaveclub.com/IamRappaport. All right. Always ready, G. Monetti. 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year.
Yep. Front runner for the third in a row.
Three-peat.
Yep, front runner.
Do we got to pay fucking Pat Riley if we say three-peat? I'm not paying him shit.
And after the three-peat, I'm going to relinquish the title.
Like, you're done.
Yeah, let somebody else win this shit.
Retire. Do like Michael. Go to play fucking golf.
Or yeah.
Go do like a NASCAR podcast. See if you can win it over there.
And then I'll come back home.
Get three more.
Right.
I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. We're coming live and direct from the Los Angeles Gloom Tomb. Talking big things. We're known as the Disco 2.
Yep.
I'm all a little banged up.
Oh, were
you? Yeah. The dingo got dinged up. I was at RUP. Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. I want to give a shout out. Listen, we've talked shit about Calipari. Every single person I came across in Kentucky, the nicest people.
Really?
Welcoming, friendly, cool as shit. They love their basketball. They love their sports. Huge Rapper Pack out there. Bunch of people came to the show.
Wow.
My man James Anders showed up.
Oh, from Ohio.
Yep. Drove to the game.
Wow.
Other Rapper Pack people showed up. I tried to shake hands and take pictures with as many people as I can. If I missed anybody, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't on purpose. Lexington was dope. We gave away a bunch of tickets on Twitter. Big Three fans. It was cool.
Yeah.
The games were cool.
Crowd was
intense. Yo, yeah. At one point, Deshaun Stevenson, Rasul Butler, and Kenyon Martin on the other team, Al Harrington and Rashad McCants. Like, I was standing on the side of the court like I was going to charge the court, like, to break it up because I know the dudes.
Right.
And I know Cube can't do that because he's the owner and the commissioner can't do
it. I
went to the side of the court like I was going to get on that Jeff Van Gundy shit. I had a vision of Kenyon Martin dragging me around the fucking court and Deshaun Stevenson, like, being in the middle of trying to break up a skirmish with Al Harrington, Kenyon Martin, Rashad McCants, and Rasul Butler. It was, like, I literally was on the side of the court, like, I was, like, waiting for something to go down, like, to break it up, because you don't want to see that happen.
Uh-uh.
It didn't happen. They were just competing. They were talking shit. It was very, very
intense.
Physical.
Yeah.
Very physical.
Like I said, it's some jail. It's reminiscent of jail ball.
So it was really good. The games were dope, and Lexington was dope. The problem was, G. Monetti, our flight to Atlanta, we were going to fly from Kentucky to Atlanta, Atlanta to L.A. right after the games, got canceled. Me, Jimmy Jackson, Katino Mobley, Rasul Butler had to stay up all night and then drive to Ohio.
Oh. Damn.
What's a part of Ohio? Columbus. Soon as we crossed the border to get into Columbus, Ohio, I told the driver, I need to pull over, take a piss.
Right.
You know why? Because a dog's got to mark his territory. He said, are you serious? Yeah, right here. Dead ass. Pulled the fucking car over. Soon as we crossed the border into Columbus, Ohio, the state of Ohio, let me take a piss. This is my fucking house. I'm marking my territory.
Oh, he's still all these
in Cleveland Twitter. I pissed all over the fucking city. 4:30 in the morning, right on the side of the road like a fucking dog.
You had to do it.
I did it. Jimmy Jack said, there's a gas station up the road. I said, I don't want a gas station. I want to piss right there on the side of the street like a fucking dog. So I did that. And the one thing I did was I had the driver. There was a couple of people on Twitter who sent me pictures for the ads. You've been seeing the ads for Atypical.
Right.
New show that I'm in on Netflix.
Billboards around.
Billboards.
Yeah.
Somebody showed me the ad in Columbus, Ohio. I told the driver, I said, go to this address, please. It was too dark to take the picture. But how fucking good did I feel after being there with the broom, being there with the plunger, to watch the Cleveland Cavaliers get flushed right through the fucking tunnel system. And then go see my picture hanging.
Yeah, yeah.
In the King State.
And let them witness.
Yeah.
Witness.
Witness greatness. I was in Ohio, it was a couple hours, but that's my fucking house.
Yeah, we witnessed it.
Speaking of Ohio, Mr. Ohio.
Yeah.
Charles Oakley is banned from the Garden for a year. None of the charges they're all dropped, but he can't go to the Garden for a year. And I really thought this through. After the Charles Oakley incident, there's been disparaging comments against Oakley. You know where we stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I segued into it, because he is from Ohio. I've decided, G. Monetti, I'm not going to the Garden until the Charles Oakley ban is lifted.
Oh, for real?
Not going.
I hear you.
G, where do we sit when we go to the Garden? Tell him, we are gifted seats.
On the wood.
Right on the wood.
Right on the wood.
I'm a Knicks fan. Emmy Award-winning documentary that I made from the bottom of my heart when the Garden was Eden.
Yeah.
Grew up in New York City. Disgusted with the fucking situation that's going on there. You banned Charles Oakley? No, I ban you, you fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't ban Charles Oakley. I ban you, you fuck you. So I will not be going to the Garden for a year until that ban is lifted. That's my personal ban. Okay. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, the franchise can't do that to one of its cornerstones. Oakley is one of the most beloved Knicks without winning a championship.
Would Rocky Blyer get banned from the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Would the Rooney family say, you know what? Mr. Blyer, get the fuck out of here.
Would Lyle Alzado, the late, great Lyle Alzado, would Lyle Alzado, when he was alive, God bless the dead.
Brownsville.
One of the great Jewish athletes of all time. Mm. Would he get banned from going to a Raiders game?
By Al Davis' family?
Fuck no.
Nah.
Fuck no.
Yo.
You think they would ban Big Poppy in Boston? It wouldn't happen. But somehow, some way, the Knicks have figured out a way to ban Charles Oakley from a house that he fucking kept the lights on.
Yeah.
See, his workmanship, his dedication to the team, that paid for the lighting bill in the 90s. He's one of the guys. So you don't ban him. I ban you, you fuck you.
Yeah.
And I saw Oak at the games this weekend because we were out Saturday night. There was a fight on. Lomachenko. And for some reason, this struck me. I was talking to Oak. He looked good, 270 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I said, you know what? This is like a fucking 72 Cadillac that they don't build anymore. This kind of guy, this kind of man, this kind of athlete, this kind of NBA player, it's done.
Yeah.
There's no room in the NBA for Charles Oakley's. They don't make them like this anymore. And you know what comes into it? You can't grow up listening to Frank Ocean and turn out like Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
You can't listen to hip-hop like Little Fuckboy.
Yeah.
And Little Skinny Jean Dick Lick.
Yeah.
And you're going to turn out like Charles Oakley. It's a different type of person who comes from a different era.
That's right. That's true.
You're not going to listen to fucking Charles. You're not going to listen to Frank Ocean and then turn around and be a kind of guy, the kind of fucking man, barrel chest goon.
Yeah.
Like Charles Oakley. It doesn't work.
Nah, you're going to come up different.
You got to listen to the Spinners.
Yeah.
Bobby Womack.
Ohio Players.
Otis Redding.
Parliament Funkadelic. We could go on Mandrill. We could go on for days. You got to come up in that 80s.
Yeah. You got to grow up on that shit.
That's how you get molded and formed.
That B.B. King.
Yeah.
That Freddie King.
Yeah, you coming up on some...
Imagine you listen to fucking Frank Ocean. What kind of basketball player are you going to be? You're going to be a fucking guy who's diving on the floor?
Nah.
Setting fucking smashing picks?
No, you're not going to be the enforcer.
Yo, I got to hang out with Rex Chapman. Yo, I'm not repeating his stories. Rex Chapman podcast has to happen. He's got way the fuck out there NBA stories.
Yeah.
I was like, he told me some stories. He told me this story I could share. He said the first time I played against Charles Oakley, it was my first year, his first year. It was his last year in Chicago. He said the first quarter, he said, I literally legitimately felt like Charles Oakley didn't like me. You got the impression if you were not on his team, he didn't like you.
Right, right.
It wasn't personal. I know it wasn't personal, but you got the impression. That's what he said. He goes, and I never forget, I ran through the lane. He goes, this is when you ran through the lane. You knew you were going to get tapped. He said, I ran through the lane. And Oak just gave me a forearm to the sternum, right? He pointed to the middle of his chest. He said, 2 weeks. For 2 fucking weeks, I wasn't breathing correctly. My first 3 weeks in the NBA.
Damn.
And it was just a casual forearm shiver from Oakley. It wasn't even like a real one.
Right.
But we have to get Rex Chapman on. He told me some fucking bugged out great NBA stories.
Wow, get him. We need him.
All right. So a lot of shit has went down. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter. I suggest you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's all Michael Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of shit goes on in between podcasts. I can't keep up. If I could podcast 24-7, I'd do it.
We do it.
G Monetti, what's your Twitter?
G Monetti.
Spell it.
Gerald Moody 1560, 1560.
You should be following G Monetti as well.
Yeah, Instagram, G Monetti.
So Lena Dunham, you fucking nutcase.
The lying, but the soapbox liar.
Yes. You may or may not heard, allegedly she made up some stuff about being at an airport. She was tweeting all night. And it was this and that was going on at the airport, and she was just baffled by the treatment, the things that she was saying. And then out of nowhere, of course it's her, she said she heard two American Airlines employees making transphobic, transgender comments against the transgender community. And she wanted to tweet about it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did she want to tweet about it, she wanted to tweet it to American Airlines to complain.
Right.
You're such a freedom fighter, Lena Dunham. Why didn't you just go, ladies, why are you saying that? Or maybe it was guys. You're such a freedom fighter. You talk so big.
Right.
You could have done it in a non-confrontational way.
Right. Yeah, you. She's like the freedom fighter for everybody.
But she didn't say anything. You had your chance to confront them.
Right. You're right behind them. But this didn't happen.
And then push came to shove, and American Airlines kind of checked where she said she was. And this, that, and the other. And they're saying that based on what you're telling us, there was no American Airlines employees in that part of the airport.
Right, at 3 a.m. The fuck out of here, man.
So once again, it's looking like Lena Dunham may have, allegedly, I have a feeling Lena Dunham might try to sue me. So I'm saying allegedly and may have.
Yeah.
Say it a few times.
Allegedly and may have.
Allegedly?
Lena Dunham is allegedly a liar.
She may be making this shit up. Lena Dunham also said that she at one point, she wishes she had an abortion so she could understand that feeling. She wants the attention and that, like, it's called Munchausen's syndrome.
Oh, that's what they call it.
I think. We don't fact check at the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast.
Damn.
But then I put this rant out. Miles, please play my rant.
Lena Dunham, you fucking screwball. I'm here on behalf of Odell Beckham, American Airlines, and the dog that you just sent off to the glue factory because you were too busy and easily agitated to take care of it. You created the highly successful show Girls on HBO, which should no longer be called Girls. It should be called White Girls, and it needs to be watched with an asterisk because clearly it was written by a fucking nutcase. You're clearly smelling your own musk. You're giving a bad name to every skinny jean wearing, vintage dress buying motherfucker in Williamsburg. They're done with you. Go find refuge in Austin, or maybe Portland will take you. Maybe you're just not about this life. Maybe you're too much of a wackadoo to be on social media in general. Maybe you should shut it down like that other little hipster, Aziz Ansari, did. Maybe you guys are too fragile for this.
And then after that rant came out, a Rappaport rant, our rants are now called sucker shit rants.
Yeah, sucker shit.
I was blocked on Twitter by Lena Dunham.
Oh, the freedom fighter.
I didn't even follow.
Right.
I didn't even follow her, but she blocked me. I got word from Rapper Pack members that they felt like Lena Dunham subtweeted me. I never followed you, Lena Dunham. You blocked somebody who's never been following you. But I'm fucking paying attention to you.
Yeah.
You had a show that took place in Brooklyn, you fuck. It's called Girls in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
You had no black people on it until Childish Gambino came on the second season and he stuffed you.
Yeah.
Your character. Then she put out a tweet saying, after she blocked me, I believe this was towards me. A lot of people said you should frame the picture of her blocking you because that's like, you should be proud of that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
She said, I got my MFA in defending myself to white men. Luckily, got a BA in inflated sense of self-worth. She has an MFA in defending herself only to white men.
What's MFA in my feelings?
Like some sort of like a degree, like an MFA.
Oh.
So she got her MFA defending herself against white men.
White men? Now get ready for me, you crazy fuck.
Ah, yes. Moody in the house.
Yes, yes. Listen, man. Stop with all the soapbox lying and being an advocate for trans this. Make your fucking movies and shut the fuck up.
It's not your looks. It's not about your looks. I don't fucking care about it. I know that I'm not fucking Brad Pitt.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about it. Everybody attacks her looks.
Yeah.
I don't care about the looks. I have nothing against this woman. Her looks. I think she's totally full of shit.
Word.
I don't support anybody dissing your looks. You want to be the fucking victim, Lena Dunham, so bad. You want to be the victim.
Yeah.
You want to feel people's pain?
Right. She wanted to feel, yeah. Yeah, she wanted to have an abortion.
You're a fucking nutcase.
Abortion.
You said you wish you knew what it was like to have an abortion. You do? Moody, you can maybe make her wish come true. Gun Hill Road.
No, I don't want no woman like that. Lying and shit.
You said you're the voice of your generation? Your generation doesn't want you to be the voice of me. You're fucking whacked out. Successful show, but I think her show needs an asterisk against it because all the lying means maybe she didn't write it.
Oh.
The Emmy Awards for girls should have an asterisk against it. She lied about her dog.
Oh, yeah. See, this is a liar.
Yes.
Pathological. Just lies for no reason.
You got your BFA in defending yourself
against white men.
What are you, a disenfranchised black woman?
Yeah. This is a budding Dozell.
This is a nutcase.
Yeah.
When a black man, Odell Beckham, doesn't talk to you, you're baffled. You're confused why Odell Beckham doesn't talk to you.
And then you make fun of your own body, right? She's always poking fun at her body.
He looks in your eyes. He knows he sees you're a nut. I think the whole thing with Odell Beckham was made up.
Yeah. In light of this American Airlines
bullshit. I seriously think that Lena Dunham, and I'm saying this from bottom of my heart, I think she's troubled. And I'm not saying that in any kind of way. I'm saying troubled with no funniness to her.
Right.
I think she's fucking bugged out.
Because you lying for nothing now.
Making up shit.
Yeah. The trans. Leave them people alone. They can fight for themselves. They don't need you.
They don't need you. They don't want you.
Right. Nobody's out there saying, oh, they do it on their own. You see?
You've anointed yourself part of these groups. No one's asking you.
Yeah. Next is I'm black.
Anyway, listen, I talked a lot about the cats in the backyard.
They still on you, boy.
G, you're here. A few hours ago, attest to this. 5 stray black cats. One of them was half black, half white.
Oh.
Peering into my fucking kitchen, outside the window.
What? Oh.
I have a little flower pot. They tore the fucking flowers in the flower pot. They tore it to shreds, these little fucks.
Damn.
Now, when I go out there with the Lysol, the bug spray, the fucking water hose, and I get crunk, I'm the bad guy. This ain't Bangladesh, my man.
Yeah. You got to make it an example out one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah. I didn't knock off the first two that drowned in the fucking pond.
Yeah.
But now it's fucking war. When I wake up and I see my flower pots torn into, but not by coyotes, not by wild animals, by fucking stray cats, crews, gangs, like a fucking warriors, they're trying to mark their turf. My dog, God bless him, Wheezy, he's laying at the feet. He's undermanned back there. He can't fight a whole fucking crew.
A crew of cats, man. The Siamese, they got the Siamese motherfuckers out there.
Street cats.
Come on, man.
Do I really want him mixing it up? With these fucking street cats? No, I don't.
I want Weezy to get it in with them.
Cats are motherfuckers. I am going to step up my defense out there. I'm telling you that right now. We've chronicled our feelings for the Lebatard show. John from Long Island, the Cupcake King. Quote-unquote producers.
Right.
People thought I was being like, oh, you're... The quote-unquote producers, Mike, Ryan, Ruiz, accused me of having herpes. You see what happened to Usher, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm in Beverly Hills where the lawyers don't play.
That's them old-time New York motherfuckers.
Yes.
They're going to put you out to dry.
Talking greasy. Yeah. I never had anyone say anything. I don't have herpes. We know what I had.
Right.
I got a lot of health issues.
Right.
But Michael Ryan Ruiz want to go on Twitter. Defamation. Now people post that picture all the time. You got herpes. Yeah. Where did it come from?
Right.
One of the producers of Lebatard Show.
Right.
I talk a lot of shit, but I'm just a person.
Yeah.
And then the other fuck, Roy Bellamy, the other producer. I call him Coffee Maker. And people thought, oh, that they're really producers. It says in their Twitter,
right?
Producer Lebatard Show.
That's what it says.
Producer, you're so proud to be a producer of the Lebatard Show.
Right.
I got tipped off one of the quote-unquote producers of the Lebatard Show, Roy Bellamy, who was caught up in the beef of 2017 with me, the Gringo Mandingo, that inspired the first ever 41 minutes of fire diss track podcast, a fucking thing of beauty.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Even Moody was concerned, like, yo, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, I told you to cool out. But
and I said what?
You said, fuck them.
And I said, I got it. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. I got this.
And then I went in the studio like Tupac.
Yep.
Put on that hit 'em up beat and put out 41 minutes of fire. Haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, you spit it.
Michael Ryan Ruiz, you blocked me, you little fuck boy.
Word.
Talking all that shit. Where you at? Lebatard. They're like, we're not going to say anything because there's cutoff and your fucking boss over there said something. And then this ain't a ledge. I know what's good.
Yeah.
I talk to the same people you talk to.
Yep.
Somebody on Twitter hit me to the producer, Roy Bellamy, who also, this is a black man. He lets them call him on their Lebatard Show, the black hockey guy. He's in there with all these white dudes, and they refer to him. He's big on hockey. They refer to him as the black hockey guy, and he's cool with that.
Damn.
Yo, I'm going to do this in the fashion that my man Ghostface did it.
Yeah, he had to check that dude.
Yo, Miles, play that Willie Hutch dish shit that G Monetti made. Play that track. You hear this shit? I'm playing that soul shit for you. You down in Miami, you don't know about this fucking shit right here.
Word.
I'm going to tell you what's really Gucci with these Lebatard motherfuckers. You hear that, Willie? This is inspired by my man Ghostface, and I didn't like it because I fuck with Action Bronson.
Right.
But he laid it down crazy.
Yes.
This right here goes out to my man Ghostface Killer. You fucking clowns down there in Miami, you don't fuck with Ghost. You don't know about this, Willie Hutch.
Yeah, you don't know about this.
No.
Tell him, Willie.
Roy Bellamy, this fucking clown, I never seen anybody on Twitter do this, ever.
Okay.
Apparently he's married. Allegedly, apparently, he's having a baby. And this broke motherfucker has his baby registry up on Twitter.
Oh, man. These are producers?
These are producers. Woo. Are you talking shit to me?
Yeah. These EBT producers. Yo, come on, man.
Listen, motherfucker. When I come out to Miami, I want my motherfucking car wash. I want an iced vanilla latte. And don't make no motherfucking eye contact. Don't even say Mr. Rapport. Shine the motherfucking car and stay the fuck out of my face.
Word.
You got your fucking baby registry on Twitter and you work for ESPN as a producer? Your fat fucking boss?
Ain't hitting you off?
You're not making money. You got your fucking baby registry on Twitter? And you work for ESPN, you got the nerve to call yourself a producer? Are you getting paid?
It's hard out here for a producer.
It's hard out here for a producer. Try to pop shit to me. Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo. You're posting pictures when I got a little cyst on my face. Like that's going to do something. You talk about my fucking career. You got a fucking baby registry on Twitter. I never seen anyone do that.
I never seen that, man.
And there's some broke ass, bum ass, hustling motherfuckers. I never seen anybody put their wedding registry or their baby registry on Twitter.
We're not giving you shit, Duke.
Mike Ryan Ruiz. Yo, if you need your motherfucking August rent paid, you holler at me. You slide up into my DM. I got you.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers might be living on the street. Miami has a huge 10-city community.
Yeah. You never know. The producers might be...
They might be rocking tents. They got the ESPN tents. Like, they show up at, like, the ESPN football games. They're like, yo, they steal the tents. Like, yo, I'm fucked up out here. My wife, we getting married. We having a baby. Yo, you think I would let anybody in my crew put their fucking... I would just do it all out of respect for them. Be like, yo, dude.
Don't do it, dude.
Take your motherfucking baby registry down.
Hold your head.
You on Twitter with your baby registry? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy this fucking broke motherfucker something out of the bottom of my heart. I'm going to go through his whole fucking registry.
No, buy him some A&D for the kid. A little A&D ointment.
Yeah, I'm going to get him some motherfucking ointment.
Yeah.
A couple of baby bottles and some motherfucking onesies.
Don't ever try to front on us.
Try to front on me. at Toys R Us. He got 6 items noted on the nursery thing, 38 feeding items. Let me see what else you buy this broke motherfucker. He got a Munchkin fresh food feeder. I'm going to get him that. I'm a matter of fact, I'm going to get you everything on your fucking registry in the feeding section. Yeah. I'm going to get you all 38 items from Michael Rapaport, you broke bum-ass motherfuckers. Michael Ryan Ruiz, Dan Lebatard, your fucking brother.
His pops. Leave his pops alone. His pops is mad cool.
Pops ain't got from fucking money.
Yeah.
You got your producer. How many coffees you think this motherfucker got Poppy? And you got your shit on fucking...
Oh, word.
On Twitter? Poppy should be like, yo, take it down. Take it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything on his feeding things come from me. Because I see you fucked up out there.
Yeah. And send him a money
all
order.
All 38 items I'm buying.
Yeah. And send him a money order.
And if you need your motherfucking rent paid, you broke fucks, you holler at me. Gee, I see you're wearing your Vincero Collective watch.
That's right.
You look good.
Yes.
You look like you know what time it is because you got a good watch.
Yep.
At Vincero Collective, a luxury watch doesn't have to cost a fortune. Vincero's years of manufacturing experience allows them to create innovative and luxurious timepieces and deliver them for a ridiculously fair price. I've been wearing my marble black faced with Roman numeral numbers with a white circle interior that is attached to a beautiful Italian leather band. I get compliments all the time about this watch. A watch like this can easily retail for more than $500, but at Vincero, you can score one for a little bit more than $100. Vincero has more than 3,000 five-star reviews. 3,000 five-star reviews on the internet. The internet is a tough place.
Yes.
They're very judgmental.
Sure.
Me being one of the very judgmental people on the internet, to get 3,000 five-star reviews.
That's big.
Free shipping and a 24-month warranty. Seriously, you have to check them out. So whether you're heading to an important meeting or getting ready for a hot date, Vincero has the versatility you need. Impress at a glance with bold and uncompromising timepieces from Vincero. To receive 15% off your very own Vincero watch, go to VinceroCollective.com/Rappaport. The promo code is butter. Build your legacy today at VinceroCollective.com. Caitlyn Jenner, why don't you stop making public statements? Now she allegedly detests Donald Trump and apologizes for wearing her MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat. Nobody's listening to you, Caitlyn.
Yeah, that's it.
See, nobody's fucking with you.
At all.
I'm over there at Yum Yums on Santa Monica Boulevard. I go there to get my coffee.
Good Yum Yums.
Nobody's fucking with you up there. That's a community for the trans community. The downtrodden.
Yeah.
Bout it. In the streets, in the struggle community every day. They're not fucking with you, dude.
Yeah. You in Malibu talking shit.
She not at Malibu. She's at the top of the top of Malibu.
Yeah, she's cooling.
You voted for this motherfucker thinking you were going to change shit?
Right.
And now you detest him? Fuck all that.
Fuck all that shit.
All right, coming up, we got the young shooter, Dean Collins, in here. But before we do that, Miles, please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the door?
You what?
You fucked the door? Why would you fuck the dog?
Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog? The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did. What? No. No.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is the sick fuck of the week.
This is an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, not given. In Tennessee, a bride who packs heat. She carries a pistol. She pulled it out on her groom hours after the wedding, pointed it at my man's head. She got arrested the wedding's off. She pulled out the nine on him and was like, what's good?
Oh, damn. On wedding, the wedding day?
Hours after the fucking wedding. Sick fuck. Kiki Valentine in New York City goes around on the subways. She considers herself a breastfeeding protester. She's in the breastfeeding movement.
Oh, fuck.
Did you hear about this fucking shit?
Oh, she's like, fuck it. We gonna do this shit anywhere?
Yeah. Her son's three, which is too old to be feeding your kid. Listen, everybody can raise their kid how they want. I'm not gonna judge that. But when Shorty can, if Shorty could turn on a phone and put his cartoon on his iPhone, you shouldn't be breastfeeding him anymore.
Yeah, in public.
She's out there breastfeeding. She got fat titties, right. Supple titties, pretty looking girl. She's doing this to try to take away breastfeeding shaming. Nobody, the only person who should be embarrassed is your three-year-old.
Yeah.
Shorty's walking around with sneakers on a train during the middle of the day, Jordans, sucking on his titty. No blanket, no towel, no nothing. In the middle of the nobody wants to see that. You're fucking up the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And the lady, everybody wants to have pro. Yo, none of you motherfuckers are Malcolm X. You're not Martin Luther King. You're not part of the struggle.
Everything is a movement. The shoestring movement.
The fucking shoestring moment.
Yeah, yeah.
The titty milk movement.
Yeah. Who? Yeah.
Shorty's starving to death, so he like runs over to the titty. He's three.
Right.
Shorty got an iPhone in one hand and a tit in his mouth in the other hand.
The breastfeed. What the fuck,
man? Kiki Valentine, you're a sick fuck.
Yeah. Why you want to have your breasts out on the train anyway?
To prove a point, there's no shit. There is no shame.
There's
in
no it. Shame in that. I mean, I'm saying like, but can't you do that in your crib?
What about me if I had my fucking, if I unfolded the loaf?
Right.
On the four train, what's going to happen to me?
We're going to have a loaf movement. I'm tired of people saying that I shouldn't pull out my loaf on the train.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that.
Yeah. I kid about the cats. I would never hurt an animal. Apparently, other people don't feel that way. 33-year-old man accused of beating his roommate's cat to death with a hammer in Oakland.
Oh, man. The imagery of that. I can't even comment on that, bro.
Sick fuck of the week.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
On a Toronto subway, a woman was caught on video. Apparently, she's a heroin addict. I don't know why no one did anything. She's pushing the dog, kicking the dog, tried to eat, like bite the fucking dog.
Shit.
Nobody did anything. Caught on video. Sick fuck of the week.
Yeah, yeah. She's on that ooh-wee, man. That ooh-wee's a motherfucker, man.
That Jerome.
Maurice.
Those gray skies. I don't know who the sick fucker this is, but in Montclair, California, they were trying to serve an arrest warrant on somebody. They went into an industrial building. Over 2,000 animals, alive, many dead, found in a building. Imagine you're a cop. And you're going to give somebody an arrest warrant. It's a non-violent arrest warrant. It could be for, you know, cops do all sorts of things. It could be traffic tickets. It could be court. Who knows? You go into a building and there's 2,000 animals and many of them are dead. Imagine what that smells like.
Damn.
I don't know what the fuck kind of party they were having over there.
Right.
But they need to get to the bottom of it because I need to give somebody, I need to tag somebody with the sick fuck of the week for that. Right now, it's an open warrant.
Right, right.
For the sick fuck of the week. What can I say? We got the young shooter coming up. Me and G Monetti.
Yeah.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Dean Collins. Listen to this funk. We'll be right back. Me and G Monetti. I know where I'm going to be. I don't know where you guys are going to be. Me and Moody are going to be at Gillette Stadium August 20th. The official kickoff of the NFL season. I'm hosting. G Monetti, Matthew Berry, Trey Wingo, Jim Brewer, and the motherfucking Gronk.
Gronk.
I can't wait to see the Gronk.
Yo, can't wait, bro.
Yo, my feelings about the Patriots are public.
Well documented.
Nobody could shit on the Gronk.
Yeah.
Even if you can't stand the Patriots, you have to love the Gronk. It's the Dingo and the Gronk live from Foxborough. Dance with the Dingo. The promo code is Dingo for $15 off. Live I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast at Foxborough. I expect the Boston Rapper Pack to be out there, the Vermont Rapper Pack, the New York Rapper Pack, the Philly Rapper Pack, and all the surrounding areas. It's going to be a fantastic day.
Yep.
Mock drafting, duress mock drafting, and a super duper magnificent I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Matthew Berry, Trey Wingo, Jim Brewer, DeGronk, me and G Monetti. It's going to be fantasy, but it ain't going to be all fantasy. It's going to be a great day.
Yep.
Foxborough, August 20th. All right, as we promised, a historical moment. It's the young shooter is here face-to-face live at the L.A. Gloom Tomb with me, G Moody, last name rhymes with Tootie. You guys have never been in the same podcast space together, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Monumental moment.
Yeah, it's biblical. This is the first time just like being in the same room as you guys is it's crazy just to see. Because me and G have only communicated over the phone.
Now one of the things that I want to bring up, because you do this a lot when Gerald's not here, is you sometimes go, I want to co-host, or if Gerald's not around, like why don't I co-host? So why don't you discuss that right now with G Moody?
I love that. Yo. We can lay it on the table right now. So I know you like to stir the... Michael likes to stir the pot and make it seem like, you know, oh, well, G's not around. Why can't I co-host? Like, I don't think that's ever happened on the show where I'm like, yo, he's not here? Okay, like sneaky shit like that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't sneaky until this moment.
Give me an example, because you just fucking said that.
I'm just telling you because I want to make sure there's no fucking weird shit, because we've never been on a segment together.
No.
For those who've never heard, because we have new listeners week after week, episode after episode, month after month, Dean Collins, a.k.a. the Young Shooter, he played my son on a show called The War at Home, which was canceled how many years ago, Dean?
It's actually 10 years ago.
And
10.
For some reason, usually when a show gets canceled, people depart and they go their separate ways.
And for some reason, Michael has just stuck with me every step of the way since. I'm like, I'm trying to just hang out with my friends, do my thing, and... You've actually stopped by when I was at college at one point to knock on my door.
I never came to your fucking dorm.
Yes, you did. No, not my dorm. I had a house and I was throwing a party and you knocked on the door.
Yes.
And it was me. And
you looked at me like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I was shocked because there's a house full of 21-year-old naked girls, basically.
They have bikinis and stuff.
Bikinis, right. And then Michael shows up.
So?
And he's like, and I what did I say? I said, can I help you?
Yeah. It made me feel bad.
Okay, I wasn't trying to make you feel bad. I was just like... It was just kind of weird that you were at the college.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to introduce some of the new listeners
to
what's going on. But G Moody's never been with Dean Collins. Do you want to deal with this shit that you brought up behind Moody's back?
What did I bring up? Go ahead.
Let's move on.
You're comfortable with this?
Yeah, I'm good with it, man.
I'm not that comfortable. Just because I feel like there's like an elephant in the room or something. Like maybe, you know, like you think that I said something. Like I didn't say it.
He's trying to start some shit.
But do you think he is trying to start shit, or have you personally heard me say some shit on the podcast?
Nope, I haven't.
Was there ever a moment where you were like, red flag? Like I like the Young Shooter, but that was kind of like, what are you doing, stepping on my shit?
No, I know Rappaport. He starts a lot of shit.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
But so you don't want to get anything off your chest, Moody?
Nope, I don't have anything on my chest.
Do you have anything on your chest?
Nah, come on. You trying to start some shit.
Did G tell you something that I should know about?
He don't need to tell me. He's the cause. You're the one who's trying to fucking stab him in the fucking back.
I'm not fucking stabbing anyone in the back, dude.
So, Shooter.
Okay.
What's been going on? First of all, give a shout out to my man, Portugal the Man. Dude,
I love that you're like you started out, because I didn't want to be the first one, but Portugal the Man, holy shit, dude. I know we've mentioned them all the time, but John... Of Portugal the Man, singer, guitarist. I went to their show recently. It sold out. People were waiting outside. These security guards.
Is Portugal the Man? Yeah. Is our guy John in Portugal the Man? You think he's out there?
Yeah.
Like sort of growing as a stick man? Like would be the time.
No, but John's been like, I feel like John's been in the stick man game for like a long time. They've been a band for a long time.
They give us crazy love.
Really? Okay.
Sure. I mean, just, yeah, man, growing up in high school, like that was the band to listen to. And they were, you know, they were super indie. Now they got like a number one fucking hit on the radio. The show was epic. I went with Logan Lerman. I went with my brother. He hooked us up with backstage passes.
Damn.
The guy was a homie dude, but shout out to John. They're on fire right now for real.
Yeah. Shout out to them guys, man. Always good stuff, man.
Yo, so, okay, so Shooter, it's been a little while since you've been on the show.
Yeah,
people have asked about you. You haven't been on the show since you moved to Barstool. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Barstool community may or may not know you, which is fine. They're going to get to know you today.
Okay.
We chronicle some of the young shooters.
What, dating stories or
yeah,
like?
Yeah. So what's been the latest?
Well, you know, it had been slow before last weekend.
Right.
Yeah, a couple nights ago. You know, I basically, this is how, like, I'm really looking for the girls right now. It was slow and I was like, all right, I'm not into, like, my head is into work and all this shit, right?
Right.
But lately I'm like, I got to get back on
the
pogo stick.
Tell
it
to the fucking judge, man. We want to hear about.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling it. So yeah, so I thought, you know, it's time to get back on the pogo stick. I find this girl, or should I say, it's time for her to get on the pogo stick? Okay.
Yeah. But
thank you.
That's more like it.
Thank you. But anyway, so I see this girl on Tinder, mm-hmm. and her Instagram is in her bio. I don't even match with this girl, okay? I'm on a new shit where we don't even match, and we start talking. I swipe, I go, oh, that girl looked
cute.
Wait,
what do you mean you don't match?
Like, you swipe people, right? You're like, oh, swipe. You see their picture. Now, this girl says, looking for a Michael Cera type.
Okay.
This is in the bio, okay?
So on Tinder, you could kind of
so I'm like, I kind of, like, I feel like maybe I have a Michael Cera type.
Michael Cera is the actor
the
who
lead
is
actor
in
Superbad, opposite Jonah
the
Hill.
The nerd fuck.
Arrested Development. The guy, I wouldn't the say kid super who, nerdy, but.
Super nerdy. So
but, like,
you
gets
could,
the girls.
Right, he gets the girls. Like, on I would that say nerd that. Shit. He's sort of like the young hipster nerd.
Yeah, back when. But anyway, that aside, I see looking for a Michael
good
Cera
actor.
Type.
Very, really good
I
actor.
I agree.
Unique actor.
Agree. Looking for a Michael Cera type with her Instagram
yeah.
handle. So I go to Instagram because yeah. we're not matching on there. Yeah. I message her and I said, I follow her. I hit her with a follow. I hit her with a like on her latest pic. And then she messages me from the Portugal The Man show. She saw a video I posted and she said, super jealous. And so I respond and I said, are you still accepting Michael Cera type's applications?
Ooh. And she said,
yes, I am. And I said, okay, great. This and I start spitting my game, you know, whatever game I have. If
and
there's
what
any.
Were you kicking?
And I was kicking some shit to her, just like, oh, you know, we should hang out, this and that. And she started getting kind of weird on there. So then she's like, now check this out. You guys are going to trip over this. So I go, what do you, she goes, I don't know if I can hang out on Friday because I might get called into work. So I said, all right, where do you work? Yeah. She goes, you don't want to know. So I'm going, oh shit.
That's red flag.
This is one.
That's
okay?
That's red flag off the top.
Okay, now but let me give you a red flag before that. I'm going to give you the username of what this who this girl is to give you an idea of who she is, but her username is Daddy Issues.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So it's along the lines of Daddy Issues.
Swipe.
Okay. Yeah. Yo. So I could deal with crazy. I like crazy, but a right amount of crazy. Nothing too much. So I start saying, she said, you don't want to know what I do for work. I said, I kind of want to know yeah. now. And she's like, yeah. she goes, I'm not a stripper or anything. Yeah. If that's what you're thinking, I'm going, okay. Right, that was kind of the first thing. Right. What do you do? Don't, you're like,
that's just my voice.
I know, but you're saying it like yeah. while I'm saying,
like what?
You're doing it now.
What?
You're going, and then you can hear the sniff over the mic. No, like,
what do you do? Did you ask her?
So yeah, I asked
okay,
her.
What
did
she
you,
say?
So I asked her, what did you do? And she said, the offer came to me. I didn't choose. I go, what do you do? I just want to know what you do. She goes, I'm an aftermath cleaner. So
the
I'm thinking,
that
that's
mean?
What I thought. What does that mean? I look it up. She cleans the blood off of the crime scenes of dead bodies and shit. So I'm like, oh shit. So I said, are you trying to murder Doc and Chill? So she,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
No, for real. So
that was your follow-up line?
I said, oh shit.
See, this is why we have a good team.
I said, now I got it. Now I said, now I got to meet you. And she goes, oh, do you ever do phone calls? I said, I can't tell if you're messing with me, but I do phone calls. So I go to the Roosevelt one night.
Do
I'm
you
drunk.
Ever, we're not going to just skip over that. That's a fucking murder, doc,
and chill. I'm trying
Boom.
To find my murder, doc,
That's
and chill soulmate,
t-shirt.
Brother. Murder, doc, and chill soulmate, bro. That's what I'm looking for.
Murder, doc, and chill. I think I want to hear the people that are listening to this podcast tweet me or Instagram me if you think murder, doc, and chill
Yeah.
should be a t-shirt.
Because,
we'll have that puppy out in a couple
yeah,
of days.
Yeah, because forget Netflix. Is HBO's got the Jinx. We have, you know, Making a Murder Over
right.
There. It's like, it's just all
Murder,
platforms.
Doc, and Chill should be a dope t-shirt. Okay. You're getting
anyway,
no percentage of that, though.
That sounds fucked up. Like, why would, what do you mean?
I'm
I get no
you,
percentage of that.
Everything that you say on the Iron Rapport
is owned by you and Barstool
my
now?
Rights. I own it. Murder, Doc, and Chill t-shirts. I think people are going to want Murder, Doc, and
Yo,
Chill.
Yo, don't fucking make me like, cut the mic and just walk out and go home and all that shit.
It's already up in the air.
Whatever, man.
G, anyway, we're about to cake off.
G, we're about to take off. Man. I'm right here, dude.
No, we're about to cake off.
You're not gonna shit on him like that.
Yo, cake off. Yo,
Buttersoft Murder Doc and Chill T-shirt.
I still don't even have a suck of shit. I just want to get. Hold on, I want to put that on the mic really quick. Ever since, I'm not going to go there, but I'll just say this. I don't have a suck a shit t-shirt. I haven't gotten any new t-shirts from you guys. It's like, you kind of kick me to the curb. Everyone goes, where's Dean? Why is he on the podcast? I just want to set the record straight. I'm not trying to talk shit. Just keeping it honest. I have not gotten invited
to the podcast once. Since June 28th,
I've had a fucked up voice. I've heard it all. Everyone knows, dude. But you're still flying to fucking here and there and butt fuck here and butt fuck there to go see everyone and to fucking use your voice. And I can't get a phone call back. It's all good. I'm happy to be seeing you here, dude. I respect you. I love what you're doing. I love that the social media is growing. But just want you to remember your roots, my dude.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Anyways, so I call her outside of the Roosevelt. We're on the phone for 45 minutes. I'm in autopilot because I got my Milagro tequila in my system.
Yes, sir.
I'm going a little crazy. We start talking. She starts getting offended with me on the phone all of a sudden. And so she starts hanging up on me. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. This is like, maybe I just cut this out completely. So,
huh? Motherfucker, stay focused, man. I'll cut this whole fucking story out of the episode.
She said, well, look, you know, I lost interest. The next day, I text her, and she was like, I lost interest. And I said, I was like, I'm confused. She goes, don't worry about it. I wish you the best. Just, you know, bye. Thanks anyway. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, we got to chill. And she goes, I said, we still got to chill. She goes, we're not now. And I said, why? She said, first of all, the not talking thing made me lose interest. And I said, but it's been a day. We spoke yesterday. I said, I'm working on a project right now. It's been crazy, but if you aren't interested, all good.
You already know that you're dealing with a fucking nutcase.
She goes,
right?
When I talked to you on the phone, I really liked you, and now I can't be talking anymore. And she sent me a booty pic, and she was really...
How was the booty?
Great.
Okay.
Great.
He's moving up.
Thank you, man. I'm just... I take after you guys. Like, I mean, you guys have been in the game for so long. Like, Michael, we are exactly 20 years apart.
Yeah.
Not on the day, but 20 years apart, 1970. I believe your birthday's March 20th, 1970.
Yeah.
Yes. On May 30th, 1990. So okay. We're 20. So you've been around longer. You guys have both been around, and I've heard the crazy fucking stories. Like, I know G was with you during Beautiful Girls set. Like, he came out to visit you, and like, that was a going on. Like, I see it in your eyes. Like, that was a crazy time for you both.
That was pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Right, so
that,
I just want to say, like, I'm just
that,
trying
that,
to
that was
from
like
you
the time when people say, you know, like they like that was like the time like Minnesota. What was that, 96?
6'5", yeah.
Wow.
Yo, shout out to the Glam Slam. Yeah.
And that's before like Twitter and all the bullshit, too.
Minneapolis, good city.
Shout out to Glam Slam.
Glam Slam.
Is that like the craziest shit that you guys got into? Would you say Minneapolis?
It wasn't crazy. It wasn't like stories. It was just volume.
Yeah.
Every night.
It was just working. Like every night was just like, it was
every
happening.
Night. NBA stars, who J.R. Ryder we was hanging out with.
Because the club was the only club in town, so anybody who came to the NBA, they came, we'd be like, oh, the Sacramento Kings are in the club.
Yeah. So when you leave the town, it's like a fucking ghost town.
It was Prince's Club.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go. Start with that.
We had a good time.
Okay.
All right, so let's stay focused on your story.
Absolutely. So anyway, I sort of cut it with this girl. The biggest mistake, I'll end with this. She said, where at? Where do you want to meet? And I said, I gave her my address.
Well,
I didn't give her my
apartment
number.
She shows up
with a
fucking butcher knife.
I didn't give her my apartment number. But anyway, that's that. Things have been good, man. I don't know what else there is. Other girls have been good. That's for another time. And I'm working, dude. I'm doing a lot of work right now.
Can you say where you're working?
Yeah, I'm going to be working. I'm directing and editing and developing a 7-episode docuseries for Playboy.
Playboy Network?
For Playboy, yes.
Playboy
subscription
magazine?
Based for not it will be digital.
Now they always have the Midsummer Nights.
Yes.
And I've never been there.
Okay.
I was first actually invited there by the Stern Show people 20 something years ago and I blew them off.
Okay.
Blew them off.
Let's just rewind to last year because
blew that motherfucker Gary off then.
Right.
And I'll fucking stomp his ass.
Well, sounds like you lost out.
Zip tie him, fuck him,
and then cook him. Yeah, I thought maybe the stuff
it's a,
would get
it's
in
a
there.
Three, it's a three-part thing.
There, you zip tie them,
no, fuck
them, and then cook them.
One of the great lines of last week's emergency podcast is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I fuck you in the ass.
That's
a line that it will go down in infamy. It started the emergency podcast last week, and a lot of people on Twitter have responded to it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I fuck you in the ass.
Okay, that's cool, man. No, I get that, and it sounds better.
One. I like that word.
It flows better than like how Bush said it.
Did he say that?
He said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, can't fool me again.
Yeah.
Remember? It doesn't work like
yo,
that.
Yo, you could use that, George Dub.
Thanks, man.
Not you, George W. Bush. Like, yo, you, when you get back up there, quote me.
Yeah, I'll be taking that line.
Anything else, Shooter? So the Playboy Network, Playboy Channel.
Yeah, just doing a lot of freelance shit.
Midsummer's Night.
So just to discuss that, the Midsummer Night Dream Party, Michael, to everyone listening, was actually invited this time last year.
Yeah.
I got Michael a plus one because I've been, you know, fortunate enough to have like...
You have connections.
Not even connections. Like, these are my friends or whatever, and I've grown up and whatever there.
You grew
and
up you, hanging out at the, yes, the Playboy when you were like a little kid.
Yes, little kid. And so you wanted to go. You expressed
interest.
That's
a whole episode in itself.
Yeah, we could talk about that another time. But
we're not talking about it
last
today.
Year, hold I on. Got you a plus
you don't,
one.
You don't say to me, oh, we could talk about it another time. I'm telling you, we're not talking about it today.
I know we're not talking about it today. I probably won't
like,
see
oh,
you
we
for...
could talk about it another time. Like, I wasn't giving you an opening to bring it up today, motherfucker.
I hope you call me in 6 months when I'm on the podcast next.
Okay,
and we talk
go ahead.
Stay focused. So, anyway, you were invited last year. That was like kind of my way of showing you the mountaintop.
Yep.
And I'm calling Michael like over and over and over. It's all these fucking scantily clad ladies just like fucking dressed to the nines.
It's a rite
not dressed
of passage
at all.
If you're in LA to go to that.
Exactly. The zoo's kicking off. The fucking
grotto's
popping.
It's not the Jack Nicholson days, but it's kind of like just like a party you want to go to.
Absolutely.
Can me and Moody go this year?
I'm not going to be there. So to be honest.
Ho.
I'm not going to be there.
I mean, I could.
My man. My man Moody's in LA.
To be honest with you, I could probably get Moody in. I don't know if I can get you in because I'm not trying to make a joke right now. Michael, last year, I got him a ticket with me. I'm calling him over and over. And Cooper, who's putting on the whole event, is saying, where's Michael? I got him on the list. It was not easy to do that.
I was like the big guest.
He called me.
They don't
me,
give a fuck about
Michael,
Clooney and them. They've already been there. Rappaport is yet to enter the grotto.
Right. No one's asked about where you were yet, except for Cooper.
Who you want Tobey Maguire to be running around in a fucking pair of pajamas? Or me, Mike Rapp, in a fucking onesie at your party.
I was really looking forward to bringing you as my plus one.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to have Tobey Maguire walking around in some silk pajamas or Rappaport fucking running around in like a lunatic in a onesie.
Okay.
That's the fucking party.
Right. But then that's what I thought the party was going to be. And then you called me at what? 1 a.m. or the next morning, and he said, hey, man, I'm so sorry about last night. I fell asleep on my couch in the pajamas.
Yep. Here. New house. This was after I moved.
Bro, that's like... You should be embarrassed about that. Right. You should feel like a little bit of shame about that just because like you had your shot.
You
that's what I'm saying.
Moody
could come.
The podcast would have blew that
opportunity. I think the fans listening are probably like, you're a fucking idiot.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to like be disrespectful on your show, but I'm just saying like you don't get every day to get the invite to the Midsummer's party. You blew your chance of that. Maybe Moody will come this year.
Okay. Shooter.
I just love you guys.
Monumental historical episode.
Yes. Live and direct with the Young Shooter.
Thank you, guys.
Live and direct with the Young Shooter from the Gloom Tomb of Los Angeles, California. Dean Collins, at Dean Collins.
Let's go
out on a little Pacific the Band.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right, well, stay tuned.
Cool.
Brand new Buttersoft I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are available at storebarstoolsports.com, including the brand new Sucker Shit t-shirt that's sweeping the nation. That's
for sure. Everybody loves them.
They're now at store.barstoolsports.com. They will never, ever not be Buttersoft.
Yep.
They're Buttersoft.
Yep.
At barstoolsports.com, store.barstoolsports.com. Get that sucker shit t-shirt.
Cop you one.
Stay off that sucker shit.
Yes, please.
All right, we're done.
That's it, man.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Fucking banger episode.
Another one.
Play that Willie. Take us out on that Willie again.
Yes.
That's our official diss music of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You talk greasy, you get that Willie Hutch.
Yeah.
August 20th, Gillette Stadium. Check out my new show, Atypical. I like it. It's a good show. Big Three. This book has balls. This book has balls.com pre-order. G Monetti going for the treepeat.
Yes.
Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, Willie Hutch, the Dust Brothers, best producers in the business. Shout out to Portugal, the man.
Yep.
Killing it. Giving us all the love, all the respect. Keep doing your thing. I'm glad to see you killing it. Torin, me and Monetti going to come see you guys perform.
For sure.
Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, live from the Gloom Tomb. We out.
Peace.